Taco is now one of the top terms Googled alongside Trump, with a 10,000% spike over the past week. CNN ran the numbers, and they break down the trouble boiling in Trump's second term.
Yeah, you know, Kate, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, so I know what losing feels like, and I will tell you that the courts have halted Trump's admin agenda a huge number of times. What are we talking about? We're talking about at least 181 times that they have temporarily, at least temporarily, halted Trump's agenda. That is a huge number. To give you that in percentage terms, in over 50% of the cases that are presented to courts, the Trump administration agenda has been halted, at least temporarily. So Donald Trump, you know, tries to do these actions with his administration, but the courts have been saying, hold on, wait a minute here. Then they have said that at least 181 times so far in just the first few months of this administration.
And you know, I know things have been grim over the past few months, but this is actually a good sign, the fact that our courts are stepping in. In a few of these cases, Trump has decided not to listen to the courts, but in the vast majority of cases, the court rulings end up changing the actions of the Trump admin. A lot of people obey in advance without even knowing when they say, there's no point in trying, there's no point in voting, I don't care about the courts anymore. You are expressing the type of apathy that authoritarians love. I swear, I've seen comments in my comment section saying they're not even going to vote in the midterms because they already know it's going to be rigged. What kind of thinking is that? I mean, in Wisconsin, just a few months ago, we completely creamed them in a Supreme Court race. We won by like 9 points in a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So elections are real. People are pissed, but it comes down to the people to turn out and vote. It comes down to individuals, not only to vote, but in our institutions to stand up for what's right. Let's continue here.
A number. On tariffs, some of the latest is this moniker that Wall Street has, we're learning, that's being thrown around on Wall Street, which is TACO, an acronym for Trump Always Chickens Out.
Yes.
You have numbers on that.
Yeah, okay. So one of the things, you know, you hear these things going on, you say, okay, is this actually entering the mainstream culture? And we can see this right here in Google.
At first, I thought the taco thing was very, very poignant, but I was like, I'm not sure it's going to break through to the average person. And then I saw the clips go viral and viral and viral, and it's not even about like the silliness of the phrase. It's about Trump's repeated tendency of making an insane, insane claim, or making an anchor in a negotiation is what he'd call it. But this anchor is like putting a gun to the head of Canada and Greenland and Denmark and all of these other countries, and then Trump backs out. Trump chickens out every single time.
Google searches. The top term that was Googled with Donald Trump on Thursday was, it was taco. It was taco. Indeed, get this, the terms Trump and taco Googled together up through the roof. Get this, 9,900% increase on Thursday versus Tuesday. So if you are wondering whether or not this Trump always chickens out and the acronym TACO actually has entered the mainstream, well, Google gives it away. It 100% has. And this to me is quite troubling for Donald Trump because obviously he trades on his name. He trades on the idea that he does what he says. And if all of a sudden you're associating Trump always chickens out with Donald Trump, well, that is no bueno.
So one of the things that you hear from the president and his allies is what's being blocked. What he's doing is exactly what he promised on the campaign trail and exactly, he says, what Americans voted for and put him in the White House again to do. What, how do you relate? How does it relate? And what are you seeing in terms of how Americans feel about the president and campaign promises?
Right, exactly right. You know, if the courts are, if the injunctions are being put in by courts, if all of a sudden he's always chickening out when it comes to his, you know, tariffs, then all of a sudden Donald Trump can't actually do what he promised to do. And that, of course, is Donald Trump's bread and butter.
And can I just point out that as the economy continues to slide down the drain and as Trump continues to accelerate it, the corruption will only be pushed to the forefront. It will only manifest in new ways. I mean, check out this clip that has been going viral. I saw some of my friends that don't even pay attention to politics liking this clip on Instagram.
Qatar allows marital rape and marital beatings. Up to $25 million of the Clinton Foundation from the Saudis. The $10 million from the Saudis for the Clinton Library. Women can't drive. They're told how to dress. Gays and lesbians are killed. Christians and Jews are persecuted. But she takes the money. You want her to give it back.
She give that money back. I brought it up to in the debate. Give the money back. It's $25 million at a minimum. Give the money back.
This is Trump saying that anybody who takes money from Qatar should give the money back, and they are incredibly corrupt. Well, now,
And, you know, even before the TACO acronym came into effect, our CNN poll asked, good at keeping campaign promises. Look at this. Just 48% of Americans said that Donald Trump was good at keeping campaign promises. Joe Biden's number in April of 2021 was actually higher than that, at 59%. Now, obviously, that Biden number would go down during his administration. But if you compare where Donald Trump is right now in his presidency to where Joe Biden was in his presidency, Donald Trump's trademark is keeping campaign promises, and less than 50% of Americans say he's doing a good job, and north of 50% of Americans saying he's doing a bad job on the thing that should be a hallmark for Donald Trump. And he is failing at that in the minds of the American public right now, Kate.
Trump is underwater on basically every single issue except, I believe, border security, but he's barely above water there, and immigration below water, economy way below water due to the unpredictability of his policies, and that chickening it out hurts not only the U.S. economy and our reputation on the global stage, but small businesses. It hurts the average consumer. Imagine being a small business owner in New York. There was a story like this. It was a toy shop. You can even look it up. They were trying to import something, and they were confused as to what the tariff was. One day, they had to pay a huge tax. The next day, they didn't. So one company ended up paying it, and then Trump removed the tariff, and then they were out like $30,000 that they paid and really didn't have to. The unpredictability here is absolutely fatal. And while all of this is happening, Trump is still obsessed with Biden. There was just a horrific attack in Boulder, Colorado, an anti-Semitic attack, and Trump, literally one or two sentences into his response to it, name drops Biden. Quote, "Yesterday's horrific attack in Boulder, Colorado, will not be tolerated in the United States of America," said Trump. He came in through Biden's ridiculous open border policy, which has hurt our country so badly. He must go out under Trump policy. Acts of terrorism will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is yet another example of why we must keep our borders secure, says Trump, and deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland. My heart goes out to the victims for this terrible tragedy and the great people of Boulder, Colorado. Now, it is a tragedy, but it's not because of Biden. This dude's visa expired a few months ago and the Trump admin refused to deport him. The Trump admin obviously didn't see him as much of a threat. And now, while Trump's approval rating slips on every single issue, he knows it's slipping on every single issue. He tries to deflect blame back to Biden. Have you guys seen the clip of Trump going, you know, the good parts of the economy, that's the Trump economy. The bad parts, that's the Biden economy. I'm going to leave it at that. If you guys appreciate the work that we do on this channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I will say, in a time of disinformation and distraction and noise, clarity is the key to resistance, and I am building a network with my team that will provide clarity, relentless pushback against MAGA lies. MAGA will not see it coming. If you want to be a part of the movement, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Let me know if you're ready in the comment section below. We'll be launching soon. Love you all, and peace out.